This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Protestations of Obama himself in his speech to children in Northern Ireland about peace, when he said, "Those who choose a path of peace, I promise you that the United States of America will support you every step of the way. We will be the wind at your back." Now I ask you, is this person going for the Hypocrite of the Century Award? Because we have to call things by their right names. And the reality is that by any serious examination, this man is a war criminal.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. So welcome aboard. A lot of things going on here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com. That's a21r.com. And, of course, newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com, and NCS51. Those are the two websites that should consume you entirely because, you know, we are the 51st state. We are the 51st state. So anyway, welcome aboard. Like I said, a lot of things going on here in California in particular. It's kind of interesting. We just had a recent court decision for the Second Amendment. We're going to be talking about that in a second. Also, how was the West really won? And we're talking about how did California really play a big role in the election of Donald J. Trump? We're going to be talking about this article that came out by Steve Frank from California Political News and Views. And one of the critical people that's so important to New California, her role in this whole thing, and of course now the whole role that's rolling out, I guess you can say, for New California in becoming the 51st state. So we've just got a lot of things going on for you here today. We've got a couple of interviews in the second hour, and remember to visit our website, a21r.com, and go to the podcast, because this show will be repeated. All 3 hours will be repeated for your consumption. So big things going on here in the state of California, which is a wonderful state, right? Well, no, it's not, because of the way it's governed. That's the only thing. Beautiful state. That's why we're creating a new governance system called New California. But Second Amendment rights, well, yeah, just... California's been trampling on them, but not anymore. There seems to be a judge now. Twice in a row, this judge has banged it out of the park. Last year, of course, with the magazine issue. This is the Second Amendment now. The magazine issue. He ruled against the state about high-capacity magazines, and now, all of a sudden, he rules against the ammunition law. So we're going to talk about that exclusively here on Agenda 21 Radio. So remember to visit our website, a21r.com. It's a21r.com, and, of course, newcaliforniastate.com.